brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I haven't covered this yet. The official state-run media released a press release by the president of China preparing for war with the United States. This is so out of control. And we're going to continue with your phone calls. I'm going to take a few now. At the start of the next segment, I will give you my trends for 2014. Let's go to Truth Raider, calling from Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey there. There's the leader of the truth of the world. How you doing, brother? And happy New Year to you.
Oh, yeah. I tell you who the leader of the world is. It's the devil.
Unfortunately, and we're all at battle to try to displace him until the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Anyway, brother, a couple of things. Most of the callers, great callers, have called in today, but I'm afraid they stole my thunder. Snap. But anyway, a couple of other things. What happened in 2013, my take on it was, at the beginning of the year, going on Piers Morgan show, getting some exposure and being able to tell the nation things that they haven't heard before. That's one of the big things.
I don't tend to talk about myself unless it's educational to show how they do tricks. And so I guess there is a reason I can do that. Guys, I know it's here, but I can't find it. Will you print me that LA Times saying I was the number one? Oh, here it is. Yeah, number one story of 2013. Politically was Alex Jones on Piers Morgan. But notice all the things they picked, they believed were balkanizing. So that's their main goal. But Alex Jones versus Piers Morgan, I don't think it was balkanizing. It actually stated that they are trying to take our guns to enslave us. So I got outside of his debate. I circumnavigated his little control paradigm outside the box. That's why they didn't have me back, is because we won that debate. We kicked his butt. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. That's what you did, is you changed that. You broke that. And that's one of the biggest stories of the year. Of course, all throughout the year, it's always...
By the way, you know who did that? It was pointed out to me like 3 months after. I didn't even know this. Matt Drudge tweeted CNN. I'm going from memory on this. So I remember seeing on WoW, but I go back to memory. Matt Drudge tweeted to CNN saying, you should have Alex Jones on Piers Morgan. So again, that's Matt Drudge just like out there... Never talking, just keeps walking, spreading his magic. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. That going on Howard Stern, all of that, being able to be recognized and people, you know, liked your persona. They liked that you were speaking the truth and you were different from the mainstream media, mogul robots that spit out the propaganda with their scripts. The other thing that I noticed personally in my life this year, all the three groups that I've gone to, all the truth groups, the UFO conference, 9/11 Truth Alliance, and the Red Pill meetings, the growth in the attendance has grown exponentially throughout this year. So I think
so-called conspiracy and rabble-rousing, as the media calls it, criticize Obamacare, you're a rabble-rouser. Don't believe known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. Got an ex-convict, a con artist living next door to you, don't trust him, you're weird. You're supposed to trust known criminals. That's what the government is. They are the main suspects historically. That's what the founders told us. And so, of course, the so-called conspiracy culture is growing as people try to find out what's really going on. Questioning is now being a heretic. Well, welcome to Planet Heretic. The system has lost the public.
Exactly, yeah. And going into 2014, I think the biggest things that are going to be coming down the pike, well, of course, we've got the 2014 false elections coming up. The selection process, as you guys would call it. Presidents are not elected, they're selected. So that's the big thing that's going to be coming up. And probably the revelation of who that guy really is in the White House. I call him Frankie Davis Jr. That's who I think he is. I think he's absolutely not Obama. He's an imposter.
I agree with Dreams of My Real Father. I've seen the photos of him. He would spend time with Frank Marshall Davis every summer. His grandfather would bring him to him when he was a communist pornographer. That's why they created the whole Kenya thing and said he was born in Kenya and his Harvard deal and why Michelle said it before the election. They were using that as a distraction beforehand. He's not really from Kenya. He is the son of Frank Marshall Davis. I think it's incontrovertible.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I've already told you a lot of basic ideas I have about 2014, but domestically, if the real libertarian, constitutionally based Tea Party does not get, from the numbers I've seen, 30, 40 seats, new seats in the House, if they're unable to use Benghazi gate, IRS gate, NSA gate, Obamacare gate, you didn't build that garbage, if they're unable to get that message out as the alternative and get substantive gains in the House to block the rhinos who vote with the Democrats for every form of corruption and dismantling and looting of this country, if they don't go out aggressively and point out that we're going into classical tyranny and really call the bureaucracy and Obama and the Republican leadership traitors and enemies of America, then they're not fighting back. When you're being overrun and dominated, you've got to tell it like it is. And yeah, it sounds extreme to say we have total criminals that have hijacked the country and are shutting it down on purpose and attacking the family and trying to bankrupt us and make us dependent on government to domesticate us. But that's what the globalists say. That's what it is. I would imagine if you, for whatever reason, were a worker in somebody's basement and accidentally a locker fell over and there were two dead bodies in it and you'd get out of the house as soon as you could and call the police, and you'd feel weird on 911 saying, I'm a worker, I was putting in some vents in this basement, and there's dead bodies. But there are dead bodies, so it's real, it happened. I've been on the highway multiple times and rendered aid in a couple cases of people that died, a couple cases of folks that didn't. I saw a Corvette explode and flip racing somebody when I was a teenager, and we pulled over and helped him, and I was blood spraying and arms chopped off and everything else. And when you see something like that, it's like it's not real. Corvette, another car zoom past you, turn, a tire blows out, flies over, explodes over the median, spinning in the air, blowing into pieces, bodies flying out. Other car slams in, rolls. Three teenagers in the Corvette, one sitting in the console. And it's that we don't expect things like this to really happen. We cannot believe it. And so, oh, that guy's crazy. You know, he says that there's giant debris fields that took 2+ years to get here that are now arriving up and down the entire west coast of North America, with uranium and plutonium all over it. But that's a fact. That's mainline Japanese news. It's a fact they put cancer viruses in all the major vaccines that get tested. You can say it's an accident in production. No, it's not. They're doing it on purpose. It's a fact, and you can just look this up and get the CDC's own documents from the 70s. They're scanned online, where they admit over 100 million people contracted and died of exotic cancers that are now common from the polio vaccine. And that they, and then they have a PBS special where the scientists that worked with Salk to develop it said, well, we decided there's too many people. And so what if it had SV40 and all these other viruses? I mean, that sounds completely insane. But it is insane. It's insane that the head of Saudi Arabian intelligence 3 months ago in Russia, in a conference in front of the entire Russian general staff, said, we're going to launch our forces all along the southern border of Russia, Dagestan, Tajikistan, Chechnya, Russia proper. We're going to attack the Olympics leading up to it and during it. Yeah, that was in August. I said 3 months ago. That's longer. Man, time flies. 4 or 5 months ago. Wow, time flies. Saudis threaten Russia with Olympic terrorist attacks unless it abandons Syria support. And then there's the article in the newscast about it, where Prince Bandar, Sultan Bandar, literally came face-to-face with the Russian staff and Putin and said, we're going to attack you. I mean, that is ballsy, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. That's the only term to describe it. And the Russians say, okay, you roll missiles up against us in Ukraine, we're going to roll medium-range nukes in. I mean, this is really happening. And don't forget, on 888, the start of the last Olympics, they always play these games. It's all about the international stage and what happens at the meetings behind the scenes when world leaders are together. That they launched that attack on Russian-held areas, Ossetia, South Ossetia, Abkhazia, and our media said Russia had attacked Georgia. And then when I came out and pointed that out, they had neocon CIA-known operatives come out and say, I was a Russian agent because I said, let's not attack Russia and have a nuclear war. And then the Russians actually rolled missile systems in, mobile missile systems, and said, we're preparing to nuke NATO forces massing at the airports. Because the U.S. was going to, with NATO, back up the Georgians in some weird war with the Russians. And the Russians said, we're not going to have a Vietnam border war with you, a conventional war. You call a police action. We're going to have a nuclear war. And they said, you've got 2 hours. This is on television. Their chairman, said, we've been authorized to begin using intermediate tactical nuclear weapons on your forces. And the United States and NATO pulled back, and the Russians pulled out back to their border. And now our crazy banker-run government's bringing missiles in. They've got Al-Qaeda attacking the Russians, and the Russians don't want nuclear war, so they're sitting back and taking it. But, I mean, the trend in 2014 is war. You've got a global Ponzi scheme coming down. The globalists want to take down the world into this new cashless SDR system where they get $100 trillion per decade in carbon taxes and by-the-mile taxes and Obamacare foreign corporate taxes. Dabo said this 4 years ago. They said through national health care transfers, through carbon taxes, through national VATs and sales taxes, paid into this new consortium of the IMF, World Bank, OECD, Federal Reserve, Bank of England, we will get $100 trillion a year on the people of the left. And they couldn't get Congress to pass that, so Obama did it with an executive order this year. And by the way, that's being tagged on now to your power prices, gasoline, you name it. Not even an executive order. He just put it in a microwave regulation that they would start carbon taxing, but you don't see it on the bill. It's just, I mean, we're living in cuckoo land, folks. We're in a dictatorship. I think that's the fact. 2014 is going to see an accelerated awakening. But we're going to be in the weird position of armed paramilitary illegitimate governments robbing and stealing everything. We're going to know they're doing it. We're going to see the depression getting worse. It will probably implode. They'll call it an emergency like 2008, but it'll be much bigger and global. And they'll have bigger bail-ins of our private bank accounts, as they're now announcing in Europe and the U.S., where the private banks will actually take money out of your bank account. And the yuppies will all go along with it because the stock market will, you know, plunge by 10,000 points, something like that. It'll probably go up to 20, and then it'll drop down to 10,000, and then everybody will freak out, and they'll say, well, they've got to take 20% out of our bank account to back up these other bad loans and derivatives, but don't worry, the market will go back up, and the yuppies will allow 20%, I'm guessing that'll be the number, watching them other countries, and then they'll go, actually, it's 40, but we're not going to say who, and then they'll never say exactly what the amount is, so it'll individually happen to you, and the media won't talk to you. It'll be like a tree fell in the forest. Nobody heard the sound. They'll just take the money out of your account. Now, we could be like Iceland and find out that 90%+ of the debt is not ours. It's a fraud and arrest the finance ministers. But that took the Icelanders a year of demonstrating and not complying and not paying parking tickets and getting in police face and bureaucrats face and running into banks and pulling their money out. And the British then said, we're going to arrest any Icelanders basically coming to England, because England basically was running Iceland, and you're a terrorist. We're going to treat all Icelanders' money as terrorist money and just take it if you try to get it out of the country. And the Icelanders started suing them and arresting people, and the British government had to back off. You can type in London Guardian headlines, you name it. England or UK uses anti-terror laws on Iceland depositors is one of the headlines. And they just said, no, I'm not a terrorist. I'm good. You're bad. You're arrested. How dare you say I'm a terrorist? And so the trend is the enemy's going to come in like a flood, folks. The walls are down. The shields are down. The enemy's flooding in. And even the dumbest people now know we're under attack. And you're meant to know about the attack now. And you're meant to just roll over. And you're meant to go into the crisis and just get into a catatonic state where I'll just do what I'm told. They think you're done. They think you're going to roll over. They want to bankrupt you once and for all. There it is. UK used anti-terror laws to seize Icelandic bank assets of depositors. Bloomberg. Now, the terrorist was Alistair Darling doing that of the Bank of England. And so you want to know the trends? It's they're going to try to start a war with Russia. The globalists are deep with the communist Chinese. I don't know if it's a double, triple, quadruple cross, but they're definitely gearing up to set up a conflict or proxy war with China. And the Chinese president's come out and ordered the PLA to prepare for war. Major changes in Beijing national security situation. That article is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Breaking exclusive. Because Paul's wife reads Chinese. She's Chinese. Great lady, Ehan. By the way, I'm not even supposed to say her name, you know. They got a little government contact, even though she's a British citizen. Whenever his family in China, she was told shut up when she started writing articles for us, just translating Chinese news. I mean, that's what it's like to live in a country like that, where they even reach outside the nation. My grandfather worked in high school and college with a major inventor who was German in Dallas. Because my grandfather was what you'd call affluent. His dad was. And they watched that guy lose everything he had. He had air conditioning and refrigeration patents. And they watched the buildup before World War II Hitler threatening, and they didn't know this till later, to kill his family in Germany if that guy didn't give him what would be hundreds of millions of dollars today. Isn't tyranny great? Don't you love being slaves? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
So, in 2014, I see the critical battle for the heart and soul of America. Will we punish the incredibly out-of-control criminals that have hijacked the federal government? Will we go after Obama for Benghazi Gate, Obamacare? Will we go after the Republican leadership and get rid of all of these blue-blood globalists like Boehner and all the rest of them? He's not a blue-blood himself. He's another middle-class, working-class sellout to tyranny, another narcissistic guy that just parties all day long, just like Obama. That's why the two get along together. And it wouldn't be bad if they liked to go out and party if they weren't such scumbags. I mean, you guys are gutting this country for a bunch of crooks. You're their front men. And then you all organize. This is the year with the full-out assault of Mordor against Minas Tirith, if you want to use that analogy, the White City. And if they're able to bring it down, they win. Because if they can fully get America behind the world government and behind doing all of this and go from being a bad actor to being pure evil, they can do anything. I mean, if they can double, triple, quadruple your prices and have it be a foreign tax to big banks that own insurance companies, they can do anything. That's how tyranny works. So there is a big awakening happening, but those that aren't waking up are getting more narcissistic, more mentally ill, mental illness, breakups, delusion is getting worse everywhere. All the numbers show it. I talk to people that are in management and companies across the board. The people are either waking up or they are becoming totally obsessed with television and how men are all idiots and their girlfriends treat them bad, and that's why the girl gets the good-looking guy, and all that does is make people break up, and the family under assault and children being taught how to have sex with each other. Pedophilia is being mainlined in 2014. It is just incredible, all the trends. You're going to see another push to bring down Syria for al-Qaeda. I think you will see more false flags, mass shootings that are staged, more Boston bombing type situations. I think they're going to try that again to divert away from impeachment. I think you will see a move towards impeachment of Obama. I think you will see the Tea Party, even though there's election fraud and the whole political system against them, the real Tea Party, not the counterfeit. That's how they come at you. I think they will get more than 20 seats in the House. Worldwide, 2014, it's the same agenda worldwide. You see Germany and others being told that they're going to have to accept unlimited foreigners into their country who all get free welfare to further bankrupt the nation. You're going to see a big push for that here, obviously. Here's the Financial Times of London, U.S. public finance, day of reckoning. I predict that in 2014, you will see more than 500 cities and towns go bankrupt. By the way, that's a very conservative number. And I think more than 20 of those will be major cities. This has all been designed. You will see Chicago technically go completely bankrupt, but they won't call it that. They'll call it restructuring. You're going to see the population go from 49 million on food stamps to about 80 million in food stamps in the next 3 years if they have their way. You're going to see the robot takeover. You're going to see driverless cars on every state highway. You're going to see more layoffs at industry everywhere and people being replaced with robots, even though they're not performing as well. It doesn't matter. The globalists call that R&D. They want to replace us to make us obsolete as the ultimate tool of political control. You're going to see superbugs spread and kill millions, but the media will quietly blame it on the flu. I've confirmed with hospitals across the state that they have, it's all over the country, but East Texas, almost every hospital is at overflow, turning people away with mass death happening, and it's being kept very, very quiet because the government doesn't want it out. When it does come out, they say it's the flu. It is not the flu. It is drug-resistant staph and drug-resistant other bacteria strains associated, again, that's in Reuters, with the deadly antibiotics they're giving chickens now. And other animals that are kept in hellish conditions. And then you're like, oh, so what about the chicken? The point is they're in these hell conditions, covered with mites and their beaks cut off so they don't kill themselves because they're in such hell. And they're in cages the size of their body being force-fed. And their legs break because they're so fat. You are eating all those antibiotics and the chemicals and the stress hormones. And so you basically are taking on the food boarded, the reverse of a concentration camp. The pesticide filled, super antibiotic filled chickens and turkeys, particularly, those are the really bad ones. You are taking all that on, so you're now a petri dish to create superbugs. So I predict you're going to see superbug outbreaks that dwarf this year. I'm going to tell you more what I think is coming next year. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom! Free country with a good future is the drug for me. Kickstart my heart. Of course, I think they sing it better than I do. Yeah, I get high on speed. Top fuel funny car's a drug for me. I like that too. I like seeing humans excel and take risks. So I guess in a way the NFL's good and race car's good. At least it's male, at least it's masculine. They've got this culture now where you promote My Little Pony and men go and watch My Little Pony. And as much estrogen as they put in the water, no wonder men think they're five-year-old girls. Brony fandom carves out space for young men to enjoy friendship and cartoon ponies. And that convention's coming to Austin. NPR's reporting on that with PBS. That's what the Rockefellers want to sponsor and want men to do. And the creator of HBO's Entourage, Duck Dynasty, would be better off if gay people got to shoot at Phil Robertson. Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. tolerance right there, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Last night, I was up here working, and I remember that case, that state judge who was spanking his 16-year-old daughter because she'd stolen something. And she was fighting him and not taking the spanking. So he was yelling and screaming at her, dominating her. And, I mean, quite frankly, if they caught us fighting in the field house when I was like 14, that's what they do to us. And they take us in there with big wooden paddles and spank us, and then they could keep control of the situation. They'd scream at us. Nowadays, you do that, the coach would be arrested. Instead, you go out and you act out of control and the cops taser you and your head hits the concrete and you die, or you go to prison and get raped or stabbed. See, you will end up getting brought into line, but they're going to try to ban spanking. They already tried to do it by fiat. I was watching the show going, it was so horrible, and she videotaped him spanking her. And the reason he's yelling at her is she won't bend over and get spanked. And the dad's freaking out because his daughter's been caught stealing. And he is freaking out. And it's like, yeah, he'd never spanked me until then. And it was horrible. And that's what it was, is that. And then the wife divorces him. I forget the name. I videotaped some of it on my iPhone. It was on MSNBC. And they were all acting like it was like, oh, my gosh, it's so horrible that he's yelling at her. And that's what happens. You don't spank somebody when they're 5 years old lightly when they steal something. Then it won't matter when they're 16 if you beat them. You didn't do it early enough. And that's what's happened to our society. And by the way, I haven't really even had to use corporal punishment with my children. I mean, it's you know, you can use reward and all the rest of it, but they will try to dominate you at one point. And, you know, if your kid tries to walk out in the street the third time when they're 3 years old and won't listen, you've got to spank them and make them get upset. Understand, hey, I'm spanking you because if you walk out into a street, the car will run over you and kill you. It will spank you. And so there's a big push. That is to get rid of parents being the parents. And then the state will spank you with serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The state will spank you with amphetamines to burn your brain out that cause heart palpitations, heart expansion, heart conditions, brain shrinkage, retardation of growth, retardation of IQ. But that's okay. It's okay to put people on hardcore drugs that actually hurt them. By the way, I've told this story many times. I saw it, speaking of PBS, years ago. And then later I saw something similar when I was deer hunting. A fawn came out. It was an older fawn, didn't have spots anymore, baby deer, out into the field. And the mother ran out and nudged it and was trying to push it back. She smelled danger, obviously. She smelled me in there with a gun. And it ran back out. And she turned around and kicked, but kind of missed, and the deer came back out. So I saw the deer bite it. And by the way, mammals spank down lower, so you don't want to hurt the eyes. It's an instinct. I mean, monkeys do it. Apes do it. Dogs do it. Puppies with wolves are running out of the den, and they think there's a predator out there. You know, mama wolf will, you know, grab them and growl at them and snap at them. Not because she wants to hurt them. They're not listening. They have to learn through operative conditioning, Pavlovian conditioning, that you get shocked. You get bad stimulus when you do that. You didn't listen to reason. But the video I saw, which I've never seen again, probably because they don't want people thinking about it. Did you guys ever find me that icebreaker story? Next. Come show it to me, because what I want is a Kit Daniels did one on this. I want the CNN one, because it was funny how they reported on it. It's CNN, and it's icebreaker ship stuck trying to wrestle people. I want to mention that. Thanks. Anyways, I'm getting back into the trends, the news, and your phone calls. And I was watching the documentary about killer whales coming up to the Arctic ice and eating fur seals. And the seals need to go in and out of the water, and they have breathing holes. But killer whales will sit there waiting. They can hold their breath for, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. sitting there waiting for them. And the mother will come over, smell, has a bad instinct, you know, picks up there's something down there, says, no, we're not going in. And the babies keep hopping over towards the edge of it. And the first seal barks at it and hits it with its flippers and then did the exact same thing, walked right over what I saw that deer do and bit. And you could see on the film that there was a bloody spot. Now, was it better for the seal to bite the baby to not get killed and eaten by a killer whale? And the establishment doesn't want you having your own kids. They want your kids out of control, so they're totally screwed up, have no values, and the state can take them over and then discipline them themselves. They want screwed up people. And that's the same thing. You know, old fairy tales, they would tell kids, if you're bad, you know, a goblin will come and take you away at night. So don't go outside of the house at night or the boogeyman will get you. Well, the boogeyman was the fact in every ancient culture, and still today, there were crazy people and bad people that would go out at night and find people to rape and kill. And so you didn't want to explain that to your kids, so you'd show them a picture of Krampus. If you're bad, St. Nicholas won't come and give you toys. Krampus will come and take you to hell, and that's why you'll wake up in your bed with coal, because that's where you went in the night. So they just combined it with Santa. And let me tell you something. I told my wife this early on, and she didn't want to do it, and I respect her wishes, but you tell your kids, that's what fairy tales, what they came up with. It's archetypes of bad stuff happening. Hey, you don't do what I say, a Freddy Krueger-like person is going to come and get you. And that's very effective, because you know what? If you don't do what your parents say, and if you don't learn how things work, and if you don't learn the knowledge they know, even if they're not perfect, they do know more than you, they have life experience, there are stuff far worse than Freddy Krueger, the fantasy character out there. And that's all I'm trying to get to is, this is 2014, the make it or break it time. And there's a lot of other trends. I'm going to try to do a focused trends analysis tonight that we can air tomorrow or perhaps on the nightly news. But war, big midterm elections, critical year. We're going to see a continued martial law build up. And I think the biggest thing you're going to see is the continued acceleration of the global depression in a siege system to consolidate globalist power and then to collectivize the entire globe with the globalist, again, offshore above the law, exempt from all the taxes they create to transfer our wealth to them, which they're also exempt from. So the economic global warfare will intensify. And the big news of 2012 is there is a global awakening happening, but the globalists don't care. They're moving forward with Obamacare, with more false flags, with the Boston bombing. The good news is the Syria war fell apart. Their system's melting down. But you will see more people who believed in the system and keep believing if they follow the fads, they're going to be fulfilled, have mental breakdowns. Because this year I saw so many people I know literally believe they're going to become movie stars. Literally believe they're going to become dancing stars. Literally believe they're going to become rock and roll stars and music stars. Austin is like the new Los Angeles, where half the people I know are like, no, I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to be a music star. And it's going to happen any minute. And I know how rigged the whole thing is. And how it's designed to make you think you become successful because you're going to be a basketball star. You're going to be a football star. You're going to be a movie star. And only a fraction of people that become a, quote, TV star or movie star even make the big money. And then that's a prison itself. Only a fraction of the best basketball players even get in the NBA. It's like, that'll be one out of 10 million. Only a fraction. It's just, it's total delusions. And I've seen this over the years learning psychology, just living. That most talk show hosts I ran into, most liberty people, didn't like authority and cared about freedom to a certain extent, but really they thought this was their chance to be big stars. And if they didn't become successful right away, and if there was work in fighting tyranny, or if there was any pressure fighting tyranny, they just fall away, or they start infighting. And again, folks, do you think somebody tuning into a radio show that's talking about this talk show, this, that talk show, that infighting, do you think people tune into that or out of it? They tune out. Because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't care. People care about themselves and what's happening right now. They're looking for answers. They're not looking for Cass Sunstein's infighting. So the feds will accelerate their attack on the alternative media and on the real media, and internet censorship will intensify. And as they said 4 years ago in the White House documents that are public by the White House regulations, are Cass Sunstein, they're going to fund FBI operatives, that's the main group that does it, to pose as online talk show hosts. They'll even be given platforms to create constant infighting, Hal Turner style, to claim everyone is a Fed but themselves, and to create hoaxes in the media in hopes that other media picks up on the hoaxes so they can be discredited. And you're going to see just massive intensification of that in 2014. I want to go to your phone calls. It's just that I'm sitting here brainstorming, thinking about what I really think is going to happen in 2014. Even though they failed and midterm elections are coming up, they're not going to give up. They might, if they stage another false flag, and I really think that Sandy Hook has the earmarks. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know there was a stand down. The Aurora shooting is absolutely mind control, 100%, no debate. Signed, sealed, delivered, so is the Boston bombing. We've already hashed over all that. They could go with a nuke of a major city or a bioweapon release, or they could shoot up a mall and kill 200 people. Have a team go in, lock down a mall systematically with a, it'll be a foreign mercenary team. It's just hard to get people that'll actually do that because they know whoever does that's going to be killed later. But they do have some teams that they may be able to get teams that'll do it. And then they'll have guys tied up in a storage room, three patriots, three gun owners, guys they've set up, guys that they thought were joining a militia. It'll be guys that think that this is just how they work. I'm not saying this will happen. This is a scenario. It'll be guys that think they're joining a militia. It'll be three vets, four vets. And they'll think they're going to meetings and for militia training in case America collapses to maintain order. These guys will be people that don't have a lot of family, so they can grab them, drug them up for a few weeks to get them electroshocked and drugged so they don't know who they are. Just so they're confused and can't defend themselves, they'll be kept after the brainwashing in a coma state until the day of the event. And then at midnight, they'll roll into the storage area at a front company in a mall or a business area they control. It'll be about a 5 to 10 man team that does it. This is how they operate. They'll have the guys drugged up, the patsies they're going to drug, and who they've drugged and who they're going to blame. And then they'll go lock things down. They'll even have a drill in case they get caught to tell the cops it's part of a drill. And if the cops get wise, they'll just kill those cops and run the operation early. And then they'll shoot a couple hundred people. They want a big number. And then it'll all be coincided with the guys wearing off from the drugs. And then they'll have inside people inside the department they choose who will go in and shoot up and wound the guys that are drugged up. So that'll be the cover in the hospital for why these guys can't talk. And then in a couple days, they'll come out of the drugs not knowing who they are. That's how they run operations. And that's how they did the Boston bombing. I mean, those guys weren't drugged up. They were CIA guys that they thought were going to actually get to work for the agency who were sent in as playboy wannabe idiots to infiltrate and promote al-Qaeda groups in Chechnya. That was confirmed. We know the State Department group that funded it. The younger brother was just a tag follower with his arrogant, narcissistic brother. We know that. And then they were part of the drill, part of the simulation drill, and then were told to go stand down. Then they figured out they were going to be set up when they saw their pictures on the news because they got wise enough to figure out what was happening. That's why they had to kill both of them, but one of them still lived, so they had to do the tracheotomy to shut him up, but he's now pled not guilty, so that causes him a problem. Before they death threatened the family spoke out and said, indeed, they were set up. And they had a whole other network of Chechen anti-Islamicists who wanted money and be playboys, just like other groups that they programmed. I'm sorry, I've kind of gone off the deep end today into a bunch of different areas, but that's the type of stuff that they're going to do in the new year. A new bombing. So Saudi Arabia is definitely going ahead with ruining the Olympics for Russia, which will cost them tens of billions of dollars. Novostat reports one person was killed and two injured in a roadside bombing in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan. Late Monday, a police spokesman said an improvised explosive device went off as traffic police car was driving by. Two officers in the car were injured and a passerby was killed, the spokesman said. An Islamist insurgency once confirmed largely the Chechnya has spread across North Caucasus in recent years with attacks on security forces, police and civilians reportedly almost daily in nearby republics of Dagestan. Again, that's where they're having the Olympics, and that's very close to the area in Russia where they just had all the attacks. So it's on, folks. It's on. Here's what I wanted to report to you. Chinese icebreaker turns back from Antarctic rescue mission, one of the biggest and most powerful icebreakers known of modern design. Chinese ship trying to reach a trapped expedition vessel in Antarctica has turned back. So both the North and South Pole are just massive. The icebreaker, the Zhulong, or Snow Dragon, is just 6 nautical miles away from the Russian flag vessel when the captain decided the ship could not get any closer. And there's another icebreaker I've got that's actually stuck as well trying to get to them. And so now they're going to try to use an airlift to evacuate them from the stranded, frozen Antarctic ship. So the North and South Poles are record sizes, but look, it was all going to be melted, according to Al Gore.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
See evil come out in the open in 2014. And good better come out in the open and resist it at every level by shouting it down and pointing out it's a fraud. They'll back off, just like going in to support Al-Qaeda in Syria, at least publicly. I mean, your voices out there, your support of liberty, your support of independent free speech is so essential. They're going to try to pass hate laws that ban speech that is, quote, offensive or hurtful to any group. Well, you can find people out there that are offended by anything. And that's why you see the media putting this image out. But you'll see the power of the kleptocratic media wane, but with their target captured, kept audience, you'll see them get even more delusional. I mean, you can tell when somebody's a big TV head. I've got so many friends that end up, who have great marriages, their marriages end as soon as their wife starts becoming a big television head. Because you watch it, it's scientific programming. Every word they say on sitcoms, dramas, soap operas, movies is meant to shred the family, is meant to put men down, and is meant to have women just be total narcissistic, arrogant, self-serving creatures that care about nothing but their own, you know, personal power and being glamorous. That's the new feminism, is just being a tyrant and dominating your man, not working with them. And it's just spreading everywhere. And again, men are buying into the image of men just being childlike, moron, pleasure seekers who just sit around gibbering mindlessly all day. So you're seeing the effects of that in 2013 and 2014. But you'll see CNN, MSNBC continue to race bait, continue to push balkanization. You're just going to see the establishment throw total fits in what they're doing because they can't stop stealing and they can't stop their instinct to want to eradicate good. It's not just they want to dominate. They don't like goodness. They've turned themselves over to it. They're animated by it. And so you're going to just see madness. You're going to see mass mental illness and a pouring out of a spirit of evil in 2014. But you know what the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. So these are historic times, and I don't want to hear from anybody that you're bored. I don't want to hear from anybody that, you know, oh my gosh, life's so meaningless. It's meaningless if you only care about substance of, you know, garbage of trappings of success. The fake substance, the fake material. You've got to care about the real essence of freedom, the engine of all that's good, minus the fake substance of materialism. Now, again, they don't want you to have enough materialism so they can dangle it in front of you and control you. I want people to materially be satisfied. You want that. Because then they can't be as easily controlled. The problem is that in this narcissistic, decadent, total materialistic society, where that's worship, there's never enough. And that's where all the control freak manifestations come from, as the people that have all the power are totally unhappy. So if they could just dominate the world, they might be happy. Or if they could just have the life decision technologies, but they can't let the general public have it, you know, they would be happy. On and on and on. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive because folks have been holding patiently. Nick in Pennsylvania, and then Ryan and James and Nathan and Rod. I'll try to get to all of you and to make your points. We didn't have any guests today. And I tend to run on at the mouth sometimes when I don't have guests. It's kind of a intermission or rest from my ranting. But I hope that this has spurred people to think about where we've been in 2013, where we're going in 2014. And I'm not trying to give you gloom and doom. We're in this situation. It's the best of times, worst of times. But if we're honest about where we are as a civilization and as a society and admit that we're in peril, we can get out of it. It's like that icebreaker up there with the melted, or down there in the melted Arctic, Antarctic, you know, down there in the global warming. I mean, it's stuck in the ice. They have to admit they're stuck in the ice.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.